Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 27, Pretoria and Sanin 29, Rustenburg 32 degrees.
Some delays, Pretoria side N14 north. There's delays approaching the R101 junction and Randburg. The truck crash recovery continues. Malibongwe Drive west, no access to the N1 north.
An illegal miner has been killed in a shootout with Metro Police in Germiston. Ekurhuleni Metro Police officers were conducting an illegal mining operation this morning at the Marathon informal settlement in the Primrose area when they came under fire. Spokesperson Tabiso Makgotha says four suspects have been arrested.
Officers were confronted by a group of males who opened fire at the officers using a rifle. Officers responded and a shootout ensued, which led to one suspect being fatally wounded. One suspect was wounded during the shootout and taken to OR Tambo Memorial by Gauteng Emergency Services.
City Power is meanwhile appealing to law enforcement agencies to assist with the removal of illegal miners who've been living in underground tunnels in the city of Johannesburg and stealing electricity copper cables. This comes after a shootout between City Power security and Zamazamas in underground tunnels over the weekend. Two alleged thieves were killed. One security officer was wounded.
The deceased suspects have already been identified as illegal migrants from Lesotho and Zimbabwe. But the worrying issue is the intelligence, which suggests that criminal groups have increasingly taken control of these tunnels where most of the municipal services and even private services are running.
That's City Power spokesperson Isaac Mangena. Staying with crime-related matters, and 13,000 suspects were arrested for various offences in the country during Operation Shanella this week. Police spokesperson Vincent Mukazi says 2,198 wanted suspects were arrested for various serious and violent crimes, including rape and murder. He says police will continue with their operations.
152 firearms were confiscated in the past week. 2,484 rounds of ammunition were also confiscated. 69 hijacked and stolen vehicles were also recovered during this week's operations.
To the Democratic Republic of Congo now, and a hospital in Goma has taken in more than 200 wounded since early January. This as fighting intensifies. In recent weeks, the DRC's Restive East has seen escalating clashes between the Congolese army and the M23 movement, an armed group backed by Rwanda. And with Donald Trump's return to the White House, his policies have swiftly become a focal point at the World Economic Forum. Trump was inaugurated in Washington, D.C. yesterday. Experts at the World Economic Forum in Switzerland gave their first impressions of the inauguration, as Trump has already signed several executive orders. Editor-in-chief of the National News, Mina Al-Orbi, acknowledged Trump's involvement in Gaza and the Hamas ceasefire deal.
But ultimately, it was the Trump factor, Trump clearly saying there had to be a ceasefire before inauguration. That moment crystallizes what people are expecting under a Trump administration that comes with many lessons from its first stint at the White House, but also lessons learned of what can be possible in the Middle East.
I'm Chanel September, net vir die hoofnes te eer. 'N onwettige mynwerker is doodgeskiet en een is beseer in 'n skietgeveg met die polisie in Ekurhuleni.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J on Jacaranda FM. Watch me.